the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about, as usual. It is your calls, though, that primarily drives the program, so dial on in and take control of the airwaves. As we will start things out here tonight with something I wanted to do last week, but it just things got too busy, and since they're slow at the start of this show, we're going to jump into a story, or an article, rather, by our friend Dale, who appears on this program on Thursday nights. And I just thought it really put my thoughts into words very effectively. And it's very persuasively written. It's about choosing peace as a solution for liberty as opposed to violence. And I was just in a conversation today while I was out at the Keene 420 cannabis celebrations that continue now. It's two full weeks, I think, that they've been going on at this point. And for the last full week, there has not been have not been any arrests. So, by the way, just a quick update there. But I was having some conversations with some of the anarchists, and they were talking about some of the protests that have gone on, and they were studying the protests of the Europeans versus the protests of Americans, and commenting that there are different tactics going on. And one of them mentioned how that in Europe the protesters are even more violent, I guess, than here in the United States.
Whenever you see protesters in Europe, they're throwing Molotov cocktails, flipping cars over, things like that.
Right. They
of course,
said
their cars are smaller there.
They said there are videos out there of people actually, police being engulfed in flames by such Molotov cocktails. Mm-hmm. So very, very violent protesting style. And I made the comment that, well, you can throw Molotov cocktails and engulf the police in flames and throw, tip cars over and destroy things. But has that done anything to stop the police state? No. They're still protesting. There's still something new to protest over in Europe, and they're getting out and they're destroying things and doing what they do. But has it done anything roll back the state?
Half the time what they're protesting is they want more state intervention particular area. So
my point still, though, if you start engulfing the police in flames at a protest, is that going to do anything to lessen their violence, I guess is
my question. I
think not. Exactly. In the same way that they also made a point that there was some video about, a kid in Europe was tagging something, a graffiti artist, mm-hmm. was tagging something, and the police did something brutal, just brutally awful to him. And I pointed out that, well, it seems like violence isn't very effective for both sides. On one side, you've got the government that uses violent tactics to supposedly stop crime, but it doesn't really stop crime. People are still out there tagging things and doing what they do. It's just that sometimes they get caught and they get hurt. So their violence hasn't really stopped what they intended to stop with it. And similarly, if activists are to get violent against the police, it's not going to stop the police from retaliating in kind. It seems so obvious to me, and I just don't know why. Maybe it wasn't obvious to me before because I felt so alone and in this movement. And it didn't really feel like much of a movement. I just felt like I was one of the few people that loved freedom enough, and there wasn't much I could do about it beyond go out in a blaze of gunfire. I think that's probably the biggest factor to how I used to feel, the reason why I used to feel more accepting of violent means. And nowadays I don't at all. Now I've completely rejected it. And, of course, I look at it now and it just seems so ludicrous to me. And the idea that you could somehow achieve peace through violence.
I agree that I don't accept it. However, I don't know about feeling it's ludicrous. I can tell you that sometimes it seems like the only for me right now, today, I still sometimes often feel, and I wouldn't go often, sometimes feel that I want to solve problems of the police state, problems of abuses of authority with violence, gunfire, or whatever.
It's
not that
very,
I have a gun.
Right. It's a very visceral reaction when the police do something awful, and there are so many instances of the police doing awful, violent things to people that didn't deserve it. You feel like, eye for an eye. You want to get them back. It's time for revenge. That for me, I understand that feeling. It's something that I still do have that pop up, but now I actively turn away from that mm-hmm. because I know that's
a decision.
Right. I know that is not the right choice. I know that's not going to get what I want. And yeah, what I want is a peaceful world.
I think that's the important important part of this is, you know, I understand that there's not necessarily going to be a peaceful world, but the question is, how can I make it the most peaceful?
What is your contribution?
Right. And, you know, if I want to get from here to a world where politicians and the public in general, you know, people, bureaucrats, people in the government don't solve their problems with threats and violence, is the best way to get there by saying, you know, hey, you've threatened me enough, I'm gonna use some violence against you. Mm-hmm. You've used enough violence against me, I'm gonna use some violence against you. It's kind of the natural way to react.
Some of the more violently oriented liberty people would say, well, it's justified. And they'd be right. I mean, it technically is in that, yeah, you've had force initiated against you, and maybe you've had a lot of force initiated against you in your lives, and or in your life, or you know somebody who has, and it's been awful and detrimental and destructive. So I understand, and I would agree with you, but I think that what I'm saying is not that it's not justified, that it's just not going to work. It's not going to work, and besides that, it lowers you to their level. I realize that won't be acceptable to the violence advocates out there because they don't feel like it would be lowering because they feel like it would be a defensive thing. But I still believe that it's continuing that cycle of violence.
It, to the mind of the people out there in the government, it continues to justify the existence of the strong reaction that they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pick your act as to what you know what it is that they would be using the police for, but. If you're justified in using violence, it means that the police enacted, you know, initiated force against you, and all they're gonna say is to say to themselves is, look, we passed a law, and it was fair and square, and they knew it, they could have read it, they could have gone through the political process and got that law repealed, and you know, whatever. They've got their excuses for violence, you've got your excuses for violence, you're sitting in a coffin, their state continues, and all there is a news story by the statist media out there, and
oh,
you can call it left or you can call it right, but I can tell you one thing. It's statist. The statist media out there that says, one more nutball went down in a blaze of glory. Goodbye, good riddance, and anybody who likes them is a nut, too.
And they'll take quotes from all the cops, you know, near to the case.
And your next-door neighbor saying, he seemed like such a nice guy, he'd come over here and mow the lawn, I didn't realize he was a rabid lunatic. And
right.
And that's how the story goes.
So let me jump into this here. From anarchyinyourhead.com. It's an open letter to people espousing violence as a form of activism against statism. Says Dale, a shepherd has a nice flock of sheep, but he was endlessly frustrated because his neighbor had more sheep than he did. One day, he had just birthed a new lamb only to discover that his neighbor had birthed two and was even further ahead of him. He'd had it. That night and every night thereafter, he began to complain about it in his prayers. Lord, Manuel now has five more sheep than me. I work just as hard as him and take good care of my sheep, and it's just not fair. After many nights of prayers full of whining and complaining about what he perceived as a terrible injustice, he heard a clear voice in his head. All right, just stop complaining and I will help you, but only this once. Then you're on your own. I don't want to hear another word about it, answered the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are truly just. So, you're going to kill five of Manuel's sheep? I believe the story was meant as an analogy about far-left politics and what seems like a desire to drag everyone down to an equal level of misery. It may not seem to relate to retribution, but it does address a flaw in our thinking that fuels what I see as a pointless desire for retribution. We seem to have a barbaric and unquenchable thirst for justice. It's barbaric because inflicting suffering on another does nothing to heal our own harm.
Yes. I'd like to make a point on justice.
Certainly.
I, as anybody who has listened to the show any length of time knows, was in prison for 8 years and 7 months for murder. I didn't kill anybody. However, it doesn't change the fact that if you're there, the law says that you can go to, that you're going to go to jail, that you're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, say what you want about what I should have done. There's a lot of things. I'm not a hero in this circumstance. But I can tell you that the victims of a murder never feel justice. They don't care if the murderer gets killed, cut into little pieces, the pieces are set on fire, the ashes are spread to the four corners of the earth. There's still this unquenched desire for justice. Justice doesn't get quenched.
1-800-259-9231. There's more of this to this discussion. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
From the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light Water Purification Specials and the KDF Shower Filter, now comes the newest Berkey Water Purification System, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a 1-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey kit now by calling the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and those features include our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to get signed up there as a friend of the show. In fact, the Facebook profile is one of the ways we get the word out about what's going on with the program. We also have the Free Talk Live updates list. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But one of the things we sent out via both today, the Facebook profile and the updates list, something that's pretty important, and that is if you are an iTunes user – We've had an issue over the past couple weeks where iTunes has been broken, and we didn't know why. We just thought it was iTunes being crappy, because sometimes it is. And we finally stumbled into the reason as to what had happened, and just to make a long story short, it was a technical glitch that resulted in iTunes switching the information they had for our podcast, just making it so it was completely broken. So they had to switch the info back, but when they did that, it it essentially killed our subscriber list. So if you were subscribed...
So the, 2,000 people that were subscribed there?
iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, lost.
So you're not going to be getting new shows unless you delete Free Talk Live from iTunes, from your little subscription list, and then resubscribe. So that's what we're asking you to do. Please take a moment, if you're an iTunes user, an iPhone or iPod user, and resubscribe to Free Talk Live, and then we'll be good to go. 800-259-9231 is our number.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great prices on silver and gold. It's right now in this economy, it's a good idea to have some as a investment and as a hedge against inflation. Our listeners know the value of silver and gold, and you can go get some really great deals at silver.freetalklive.com, including the Lakota Nation silver round for $22.30. It's full ounce, beautiful, and the Walking Liberty half for $8.69. Go check it out. It's silver.freetalklive.com.
All right, we started things out here tonight, and we'll continue with a story from anarchyinyourhead.com, or I guess it's an essay by our friend Dale. He is the artist there. It's a cartoon website, first and foremost, but there's some really great essays by Dale and his thoughts about freedom and that sort of thing. Head over to anarchyinyourhead.com to see it for yourself. But it was so great, I felt like I really need to share this with the Free Talk Live listening audience. And so he's talking about the barbaric and unquenchable thirst for justice that humans seem to have. And I understand it. The other day when that EMS agent grabbed my phone from my hands, I wanted justice right then at that moment. I hadn't taken the time to stop, cool down, and to think that, no, in point of fact, that's not what I'm really looking for. I'm not looking to get this guy back. What I am looking for is to move ahead with my life, you know, and forgive this guy. I think that the organization that employs him may want to consider having a chat with him, you know, because it's not very professional to walk up to anybody and steal their phone from their hands, especially if you are purporting to be a public servant. So I think that there's some things that maybe should occur in that case, but I myself will not be pursuing going after him personally, if that makes any sense.
Makes perfectly good sense to me.
But at the moment it happened, I wanted to see something happen. And I got caught up in the moment, and my first reaction, I think, was what Dale was talking about there, was a barbaric sort of reaction.
Well,
I didn't lash out and hit the guy or anything like that, but...
It's funny. I mean, everybody can probably think in their life where somebody attempted to do something to them that didn't really work out as that person had hoped. You know, something bad to them, and where that you, the person that it was perpetrated against, just kind of let it go. That isn't the thing that bothers you in life. The ones that bother you are the ones that you haven't let go, or the ones where you tried to do something bad to somebody that didn't work out, or all these other. Mm-hmm. Things. What doesn't bother you is when somebody tried to do something bad to you, and whatever. You just kind of let it roll off you like water off a duck's back.
So let me continue with Dale's essay here. He says, it's unquenchable because when others suffer, they often experience the same irrational desire for retribution, perhaps horribly misdirected, but they desire to lash out in some way. I think it's because we feel rather small and insignificant in the big scheme of things, and we naturally don't like that feeling of helplessness. Lashing out against someone or something gives one a brief rush. It makes you feel powerful for a short time. On some level, we know we're becoming much like whomever we're angry at, but we all have our justification systems, sometimes rather elaborate ones. We're the good guys, and we're punishing the bad guys. This is what I think is at the core of the idea that violence begets violence. It's something that I believe now more than ever. Doubtless there are some who take pride in doing outright evil, people who commit acts with full awareness that what they're doing is wrong. But it's rare. Most act under the belief, often the delusion, that what they're doing is right. In the end, none of those justifications really matter. Every time someone lashes out like that, however justified they feel, or even however justified they are, they hurt someone or destroy something. They increase the misery in the world, and misery loves company. The relief one feels after obtaining the retribution they crave is fleeting at best. And that goes back to what you were talking about earlier, Mark, with people who have been victimized just not necessarily ever filling that hole. Just having more violence perpetrated on your behalf, does that really fill the void inside you? Whether you've lost your life, or somebody's been raped, or something's been stolen, does it really? I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it to me.
He says that doubtless there are some who take pride in being evil. Every time someone lashes out, they increase the misery of the world, and misery loves company. The relief they feel is fleeting at best. It actually won't heal any harm that's done to that person. It won't fill the hole inside them. What it will likely do is create a lot more holes in a lot of other people. It's truly a vicious cycle. I believe we're ready to evolve past what seems like sort of an evolutionary throwback to our most animalistic instincts. We evolve past that to our own personal benefit. When an individual is unable to let go of that unquenchable thirst for vengeance, he traps himself in his own hell. There will never be perfect justice in the world. There will always be some people who seem to get away with it. You know, like politicians. You really only have power over yourself and how you decide to deal with this unavoidable imperfection about the world around you.
You know, it's kind of like that Harry Brown thing, you know, where he's talking about the idea that government, if only the government had this particular program and that program was administered in this particular fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he addresses that because everybody's got their idea of how the government could be run more efficiently if they could just change this program or start this new program or whatever it is.
Sure.
But the government's never going, in this case, justice is never going to be administered by you. Maybe you have some really good ideas on how justice should be administered, and maybe you're really great. Maybe you know everything about it. However, justice isn't going to be administered in the way that you want it to be.
No, not this.
That power is going to be given to a bunch of different people, and I'm sorry, they're just not going to be as bright as you. And they're not going to care as much.
So true, and you'll never be satisfied. And would you be satisfied even if you got to exact the justice yourself? If you killed somebody that killed somebody that you know? Would that work for you?
Maybe it would. I don't know. I mean, it's never occurred for me. That's the one thing.
Or would you then focus for a significant amount of your life on how you also took someone's life, even though you knew that they were bad?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been in that circumstance.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. There's more here to the discussion. Violence, does it solve the problems of the world? I say no. I think that it just contributes to encouraging more people to be violent and so on and so forth. We'd love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We continue in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutrisol Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are all free, including the brand-new Free Talk Live Soapbox, which is your opportunity to not call the show live, but call the show recorded. Now, if you call the show live, that's a guaranteed way to get on. You call in, patiently wait, we put you on the air. If you call the soapbox, there's a chance that you'll get on. Not as good of a chance because we get more, you know, we get a bunch of calls to the soapbox. They're recorded, so if we get a bunch of calls to the live show, we're not going to have time to play a soapbox call. But if you want to give it a shot and you say something that's really entertaining or interesting or a good question or something like that, it's like a way to call the show if you can't listen live. So try it out at 603-722-0AMP. That's 603-722-0AMP. And you can get that number any old time at the top of our website at freetalklive.com.
I'm going to give you a different number. This number is to get a free week's supply of Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin and antioxidant all in one. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And all you have to do to get a free week that is call this telephone number, 800-219-8874. It's just a small fee for shipping and handling. It's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health.
All right, so we're talking about peace versus violence as different paths, different options to take. Some people believe that you can get to peace through violence, and I don't believe that's possible. And I don't know who originally said this, but I've heard Sam quote it, and I like it. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.
I thought that was Martin Luther King.
It may very well be. It's a damn good quote. So I want to continue the story from AnarchyInYourHead.com. It's an essay written by our friend Dale, who runs that website. And he's talking about how he's beginning more and more to fully embrace the ideals of remaining peaceful in order to achieve a peaceful, voluntary society. And that's what I want. I want people to get along on a voluntary basis as much as possible. And I'm not a utopian in that I believe that all violence will go away, but I do believe that we can make it so that at least the people calling themselves government are no longer violent, that we can transition at least that portion of society toward being peaceful. And I think that'll go a long way to promoting peace in other areas. But nonetheless, we can continue here. We'll take your calls about this or anything you want. He says that in regards to the unavoidable imperfection about the world around you, pointing out how some people seem to just get away with it, like police officers or politicians when they're doing awful things. He says you can either cope with it in a healthy manner in line with reality, or you can engage in endless fantasies that will never come true, wherein you have tremendous power to right all the wrongs in the world and make all the bad guys pay. Yes, it's quite a common fantasy. We've heard people talking about how they want to, you know, go after the Bush administration and, you know, the government's, we've got to put them all in cages when we finally take over. We're going to take over and show them what's for. And I think I'd rather just forgive them and move ahead into peace, you know, move ahead into getting along with people.
I think that if you want the Bush administration to go to prison, you might as well move on. Maybe yeah. They deserve it. I, you know what? They deserve it. However, is never, ever, 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 ever going to happen. So take a deep breath and move on.
Superhero stories milk this insatiable desire for justice. Watch a few Hollywood action movies and see how creative they get with the violent destruction of the villain, whom they've carefully painted to be stereotypically evil. That villain is a placeholder for all the people who've ever pissed you off. I'm done with the idea of trying to fix all the bad people in the world with punishment. I'm an anarchist. Now, that's Dale. I consider myself a voluntarist. I don't think there's a person on this earth who has the authority over others to decide the appropriate amount of arbitrary suffering to inflict on a person who's committed some wrong. It's that fallacy that keeps money funneling into more and bigger prisons. Prisons that treat people worse than animals in a zoo and have horrible recidivism rates. I understand the notion of self-defense. If someone's about to harm an innocent person, I understand using force to stop them. I understand the notion of humanely locking someone away who's extremely likely to continue to hurt people. But the motivation for these things ought to be preventing more harm, not punishment. Restitution, on the other hand, is a quantifiable thing. The perpetrator and the victim and some reasonably unbiased third party or parties can attempt to come to some agreement about how much harm has been done and what it will take to rectify that harm. Restitution is a path toward getting back in the good graces of whatever community one wants to be a part of. Individuals in a community have the opportunity to decide for themselves whether to forgive, whether restitution has been satisfactorily applied, and bearing in mind that a statement on record by the victim would be the most persuasive. Rehabilitation makes sense to me, but based on the psychology I described, I don't think we're going to rehabilitate criminals by inflicting arbitrary suffering.
This is obviously an area of expertise for me, and it's what always amazed me with prison, having spent quite a bit of time there, is that you take bad people, you put them in a bad place, you treat them badly, surrounded by other bad people, and then when they get out, you kick them out the door and say, all right, act good.
And you're surprised when they do something else.
And they're also, by and large, the vast majority of them are under a increased, more strict set of rules, probation, parole, whatever, than they were previously when they got themselves in trouble in the first place. They've been given, in my experience, almost no tools to be able to, you know, rectify whatever it is that their thinking goes. You know, and rehabilitation, many of them need habilitation. It's a bad system.
So what does this mean for the liberty movement? Well, I know a fair number of liberty activists who are so angry at statists, they seem about to pop a vein. They hate all those statists, those politicians, those cops, those bureaucrats, every government worker with an easy job and good benefits that they can never get fired from. Well, you're right. They're all rat bastards. Your anger is completely justified. And it's also completely pointless. They think you're a kook because they've got their convoluted, inconsistent justification systems that convince them that what they're doing is right. Hey, it's the law. It's the law. I'm just enforcing the law.
By the way, their justification systems make as much sense to them as your justifications for believing that those people, you know, having their jobs is, you know, inconsistent with and incompatible with logic and liberty. They make just as much sense to them as yours do to you.
Maybe some little voice inside them is saying otherwise, and they've tuned it out. See, they're convinced what they're doing is right. So, but maybe they've just tuned out that little voice. Your anger means zilch to them. It isn't hurting them. And if you attack them, how far do you think you'll get before your insurrection is crushed and all the people you kill become martyrs? How fast will all the deluded masses run to the state to get protection from kooks like you? What will you have accomplished for liberty? It doesn't matter how justified that violence may be. It's not going to fix things. Given that, how then are you going to deal with that reality? Will you let your anger and your frustration at your own helplessness eat you up inside? Will you continue to enjoy pointless fantasies about having more power than the state to right all the wrongs they've done? The only way you're going to truly feel empowered is when you can evolve enough to control your own thinking, the thinking that is destroying you and not your enemies. It's not an easy thing. Boy, is it difficult.
Yeah.
It is a constant challenge for me. A lot of it's conditioned into you from your immersion in such a violent world. It's a process, and it will take time. I suggest getting started as soon as possible. Now, I'm not going to yield to the enemy, and this is really important to point out. I'm not surrendering, not by any far stretch of the imagination. I'm not attacking anyone, but I'm not going quietly either. Their system requires near 100% compliance. We can disobey. We can peacefully resist and burden their so-called justice system. We can make their tyranny cumbersome to maintain. Our power for positive change will come from open confrontation and defiance against their irrational justification systems for their violence. It will come from shining a light on the cockroaches, from new media accessible to the masses, from the rapid sharing of images of their fascism all over the internet, like the recent incidents in Pittsburgh and the G20 protests. It's happening like it never could before, even 10 years ago. There's plenty of hope, but that hope isn't coming from the point of a gun. The state is quite well prepared for a straight-up violent confrontation. My weapons of choice are the ones they feel most powerless against: a pen, a camera, and the truth. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Your comments on violence as a solution versus peace, my choice, or whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today to purchase your...
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use your vote. The other shows in this voting contest that happens on a monthly basis caught up to us over the weekend. And Mark, you sent out Facebook notice? Sent out a Facebook notice, and that kind of pushed us up back to first place.
Yeah.
But we still need to solidify the lead. And so if you haven't taken a moment, and it really does not take long, taking a moment to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com in this month of October. Please take a moment and do so. Vote.freetalklive.com. Again, very brief. All you need is an email address. It'll only be used for verification purposes at vote.freetalklive.com. And it makes a difference for us because when we're number one, it means more new people finding the show, finding the ideas of freedom. And if they felt like I think you've probably felt this way. I certainly did. Felt lonely. Like the only person out there who believes in freedom, or one of a select few that believes in freedom, it'll be a refreshing change for them to actually hear some people on the radio that feel like they do. And maybe we'll give them the positive encouragement that's necessary in a conversation like we're having here tonight to avoid the violence mentality, to avoid the cycle of just continuing the violence cycle. It's just so awful. So this has kind of been the topic we've had all hour long here is if you want to see it stop, if you want to see violence come to an end, and again, I'm not being utopian, I don't think it's all going to disappear, but you have to be that change, as Gandhi would have put it. You have to break the cycle. You. You can't expect everybody else to do it. It has to be you. And then maybe if you set the example, other people will see that and they'll benefit from your example, and they'll also choose similarly.
I think the roots of violence, the roots of violence are fear. And
yes,
if you choose, and fear is your choice. I understand that the government is a scary, scary organization, and they conduct themselves in a very unjust fashion. But if you, if you use violence, you're not going to get any good results out of it. Things aren't going to go the way that you had hoped. You're not going to retribute against whatever government bureaucrat did whatever to you, and somehow things are going to go well. It may seem like fun to do a matrix on them, but you're not Neo, and
right,
it's not going to go that way. You're not going to hold your hand up and all the bullets stop in midair and then fall to the ground. Yeah, that doesn't happen in real world.
So let's go to your phone calls about this or whatever you want. Neil is in New Hampshire. Neil, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Yeah, first of all, I want to say that I agree with most of your assessments regarding violence and vengeance and all that kind of stuff. However, I must say that the opening parable of the sheep and the neighbor's sheep and everything like that is not an example of justice or retribution, but it's actually an example of envy. The guy clearly envies the other guy's sheep, and mm-hmm. I think that's actually a really terrible way to start that entire argument. There should be a better example or a better parable. Than that.
You know, you can always write your own essay, and
it's not copyrighted.
Right.
I could do that. I've actually got the other thing I wanted to say, which is right in line with what you guys have been saying about you get really, really ticked off at the way the bureaucrats or whoever is stepping all over you and everything like that, and it evolves into hate, and hate, of course, makes you just really want to go over there and slash their tires or kick sand in their face, stuff like that. But I've always said myself that the evolution beyond hate is indifference. So once you can just say, yeah, whatever, okay, it doesn't bother me anymore. And I'm not saying I've achieved that myself by any stretch of the imagination, but in certain areas I have. I actually like, oh, okay, these guys are all getting nervous and upset, and they got the veins popping out of their forehead, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
It's a worthy goal. I think you're right that will we ever achieve it 100%? I don't know.
No.
But it's certainly worth taking baby steps toward.
Right, right. And finally, one last thing. Judge Napolitano said that the camcorder is the new gun. And just to let you know, the cheapest, best camcorder I think you can get for the price at this point is the iPod Nano. It's $149. And it's got a camcorder built in, and its quality is pretty darn good, and it's tiny. It's really, really small.
And it plays MP3s, right?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Talk live,
you can still get
on it.
You can still get video cameras cheaper than that. So if you're looking for something even cheaper, I just bought a little pen cam, one of those things that you can conceal very easily for $40. Or you can get just kind of one of those throwaway. Or I think they actually have throwaway video cameras. Plus they just have cheapies that are $70-$80.
What about on the Nano here? Doesn't that attach to your lapel or whatever?
Oh, they've got all kinds of different ways. They have the little armbands if you want to jog with it, and they can mount it to your console or your car and stuff like that, and it looks like you're just playing your MP3 player. It doesn't.
Necklaces and things like that. Right. And so, I mean, they're almost so common today that you could
be overlooked.
They would be overlooked, maybe to the point that I would say the pin cam is probably more incognito. However, it's pretty close in that there's just so many people with these darn things, the little white ear things hanging out of their ears that people don't even notice it any longer.
Yeah, if you wanted to, we were talking about this, or I think over the weekend with some of the activists here, about the pen cam, the same company that manufactures the pen cam, which I found, by the way, through blogofbile.com. That's how I found the link to the eBay store. But this same company also manufactures a watch. So if you wanted to, you could double up. You could have the pen cam in your pocket, and you can have the watch on your arm. And if it kept the pen cam at some sort of security station where they're really searching through things, they're not going to think anything of the watch, most likely, especially
if
it's functioning.
That's another issue entirely.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Neil. 800-259-9231.
You know, in this state, in many states, they have sort of these wiretapping laws where both parties have to be notified of recording that might be going on, and usually it's audio recording. Sometimes it's video recording, depending on the state.
Right.
I don't think that too many of those have been brought to their Supreme Courts.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think that the bureaucrats want that.
Absolutely not. It's the same reason they didn't pursue Cassidy, who took her top off here in Keene a few weeks back. They didn't want to take that out to the Supreme Court, because they felt like she was going to fight it all the way up there. And they were worried. They actually admitted in the newspaper article that they thought that the Supreme Court would overturn the entire indecency ordinance if it went up there.
Because we have to have an indecency ordinance that the Supreme Court would overturn. I mean, really, if that's your indecency ordinance, do you have a toothless dog or what?
So there have been a couple of examples of that. Another one, Nick Ryder here, they specifically to your... what you were talking about, the wiretapping law, they called Nick Ryder, who's one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com. The police called him up and said, just want to let you know, we've opted to not press charges on you. Well, what for? Oh, well, we saw that that you were in the city clerk's office secretly. We found out you were secretly recording audio in the city clerk's office. And we just want to let you know that we decided to not press charges, and you should let people know when you're recording them. So the point there is, the police were basically saying, well, we believe we have evidence that you committed this crime that's on the books as wiretapping. You were secretly recording in the city clerk's office. We believe we have evidence, but we're not going to prosecute you. So why wouldn't they? I mean, if it's their job, it's the law, they need to enforce it, why would they just let that one slide when they clearly believe they have the evidence to do it? Well, either they were bluffing, which I don't think they were, because...
Yeah, why would they waste the time? They could bluff on anything.
Right, because they found out because he posted the audio. So they know he had the audio, and so then they would just have to get the bureaucrats to say, well, we didn't know he was recording. It's not on that audio that he said that he was recording. We didn't know that. So they get the felony charge right there. But
felony.
they know that Nick's a sharp dude, and he went into the courtroom several weeks ago and did a very good job defending himself in front of the robed man. In fact, to the point where the robed man even complimented Nick. And then later on, after like a month and a half, I think found him not guilty. So down the line, this, you know, Nick, had he been charged with wiretapping in that case, would likely have taken it to the Supreme Court, and then we would have found out what would have happened had it been challenged. But you're absolutely right, Mark. They had no intention of even making that a possibility, because you can't challenge their laws if they're not pushing you into their system in order to give you the opportunity to do that. You can't just go into the court and say, this is nonsense, I'm challenging it.
The other thing is with this law, is it in fact a felony, which makes it a dangerous thing to go and...
3 to 7 years here in New Hampshire.
Right. to go and fight. However, the civil the activists here in New Hampshire likely would.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get a jury for a felony. What they've managed to do up until this point, and I didn't really understand this until relatively recently, within the last few months, is that all the activists here have been charged with level 2 misdemeanors.
Class B misdemeanors. A's that were class A's have been reduced prior to trial to class B.
Because they don't want a jury. If there was a jury, then everything would change. However, they just want them to sit in front of the same judge who won't recuse himself from anything.
Who just gave somebody 180 days for essentially asking the judge to say please in his courtroom. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.